Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something really important happening in homes with children around ages 6 and 7. Parents are asking thoughtful questions about boundaries, about self-advocacy, about helping their children understand their own limits. And if you're here watching this, I want you to know something right away. You're doing beautifully. The fact that you're seeking to understand this tells me everything I need to know about your heart. So let's talk about something that might feel confusing or even frustrating. Your child doesn't seem to know when to say no. They might agree to things they don't actually want to do, or they push themselves past the point of exhaustion because they haven't learned to recognize their own limits yet. Maybe they struggle to speak up when something bothers them, or they have trouble understanding when other children need space. And you're wondering, how do I help them with this? How do I teach them about boundaries? Here's the first thing the magic book wants you to know. This isn't a problem with your child. This is development. This is learning. Children ages 6 and 7 are right in the middle of a wonderful stage of growth where their self-awareness is expanding like a flower opening to the sun. They're beginning to understand that they have an inner world of thoughts and feelings that's separate from everyone else's. And that's actually quite complex. According to research from the Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning, self-awareness is one of the core competencies of social-emotional learning. It includes understanding your own emotions, recognizing your personal boundaries, and knowing your limits. And here's what's beautiful: these skills are teachable. Your child is learning them right now, with your gentle guidance. The Child Mind Institute emphasizes that as kids mature socially, they need to learn how to set and respect boundaries. And teaching them about empathy and self-awareness is a wonderful place to start. When children learn to identify their own feelings and physical limits, they become better equipped to communicate those boundaries to others. So what does this look like in real life? Well, your 6 or 7-year-old is developing the cognitive ability to understand that they have the right to say no, and that other people have that same right. They're learning that their body belongs to them, that their feelings matter, and that speaking up for themselves is not only okay, it's important. But this takes practice, my friend. Lots and lots of practice. Think about it this way. Your child has spent their whole life learning to cooperate, to share, to be kind, to listen to adults. These are all wonderful things, but now they're also learning something equally important, that they can advocate for themselves, that they can say, "I need a break," or "that doesn't feel good to me," or "I'd rather not do that right now." And sometimes these two sets of skills can feel like they're in conflict. How do I be kind and set boundaries? How do I listen to adults and speak up for myself? This is where your gentle guidance makes all the difference. You can help your child practice recognizing their own feelings and limits. You can ask questions like, "How does your body feel right now? Do you need more time to rest, or are you ready to keep playing?" When you notice them pushing past their limits, you can gently point it out. "I notice you're yawning a lot. Your body might be telling you it needs rest. What do you think?" You can also model boundary setting yourself. When you say things like, "I need a few minutes of quiet time to recharge," or "I'm going to say no to that invitation because I need rest this weekend," you're showing your child that setting boundaries is normal and healthy. You're teaching them that taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's wise. The Connecticut Alliance to End Sexual Violence emphasizes that teaching bodily autonomy results in a child who is capable of setting boundaries, feels empowered to say no, and is able to navigate the world with greater confidence and self-advocacy. And this starts with simple things: asking your child for permission before hugging them, respecting when they say they don't want to be tickled anymore, honoring their no in age-appropriate situations. Now, I want to tell you about a story that the magic book and I think might help with this. It's called The Marble Voices of Ancient Athens, and it's about Lucas and Ella discovering something magical. They learn that ancient marble columns glow and echo with voices when children speak up for fairness. They discover how small actions created democracy itself, how speaking up and making your voice heard is powerful and important. This story is so special because it teaches children that their voice matters, that they have the right to speak up for what they need. When Lucas and Ella see those marble columns glowing as children advocate for fairness, young readers understand something profound. Using your voice to advocate for yourself and others isn't just okay. It's how we create a better world. After you read this story together, you can help your child practice speaking up in age-appropriate ways. Start with simple choices. What would you like for snack? Do you want to wear the blue shirt or the red shirt? When you need a break from playing, what could you say to your friend? These small moments of practice build the confidence they need for bigger moments later. You can also create opportunities for your child to practice recognizing their own limits. Maybe you notice they're getting overwhelmed at a birthday party. You could gently ask, "How are you feeling? Do you need to step outside for a few minutes of quiet?" You're teaching them to check in with themselves, to notice when their energy is running low, to recognize when they need a break. And here's something really important, my friend. When your child does speak up, when they do set a boundary, honor it whenever possible. If they say, "I don't want to hug grandma right now," you can support them by saying, "That's okay." You can wave or give a high five instead. You're showing them that their boundaries matter, that their voice is respected, that they have agency over their own body and choices. Now, I know this can feel tricky sometimes. You want your child to be polite, to be kind, to respect adults. And yes, those things are important, but they can coexist with boundary setting. You can teach your child to be respectful and assertive. They can say, "No, thank you, I don't want any more food," in a polite way. They can say, "I need some space right now, please," with kindness. These aren't opposites, they're partners. The research is so clear on this, my friend. Children who develop strong assertiveness and self-advocacy skills during elementary school show improved peer relationships, greater emotional regulation, and increased confidence in social settings throughout their development. You're not just helping your child navigate today, you're giving them tools they'll use for their whole life. So here's what I want you to remember. Your child learning about boundaries means their self-awareness is developing beautifully. This is growth. This is progress. And you're the perfect guide for this journey because you see them, you love them, and you're willing to learn alongside them. The Magic Book and I are always here for you. We have stories that teach these lessons gently, that show children what self-advocacy looks like, that help them understand their own worth and voice. And we have resources for you too, to support you as you guide your child through this important stage of development. You're doing such important work, my wonderful friend. Keep going. Keep teaching. Keep honoring your child's growing sense of self. The world needs children who know their own limits, who can speak up for themselves, who understand that their voice matters. With love and starlight, Inara.